Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it, and is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I thank you for life to flow. I thank you for health and healing to come. And we thank you and give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Give our podcast listeners a good hand clap. Hallelujah. We're glad you're listening. We'd love for you to come down and visit with us. Amen. All right. You ready? You want to stand to your feet?
Yep.
Grab your Bible. There we go. Let's hold it up to the Lord. If you don't know it already, just say it after me. It's okay. Why don't we say it after me this time?
This is my Bible.
It is God speaking to me.
I am what it says I am.
I have what it says I have.
And I can do what it says I can do.
Today I'm a believer.
Therefore I'm a receiver.
I do believe. I will receive
absolutely everything that God has for me today.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord told me to get back to that. We're going to get back to that.
We're going to finish up this today.
I pray.
We're going to talk about something that's very important.
We've been talking about the Holy Spirit.
We got into now talking about tongues,
the importance of tongues,
praying in tongues,
speaking in tongues,
two different things.
But we need both.
Amen.
So
if you would please open your Bibles to
First
Corinthians chapter 14.
1 Corinthians 14.
Hallelujah.
You guys ready to get mighty?
Oh,
we are a mighty, mighty people.
Yes,
amen.
I'm ready for a revival.
Oh, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. All right.
So 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Let's start in
verse 1.
It says,
pursue love
and
desire
spiritual
gifts.
Now, we've
talked about the
gifts of the Spirit, haven't
we?
Remember we
went over the gifts of the
Spirit?
He said,
desire spiritual
gifts, but
especially
that you
may prophesy.
For
he who speaks in
a tongue
does
not speak to
men, but to
God.
He who
speaks in a
tongue
does not
speak to men,
but to
God.
For
no one understands
him.
However, in
the Spirit, he
speaks
mysteries.
But
he who prophesies
speaks
edification
and
exhortation
and comfort
to men.
For
he who speaks in
a tongue
edifies himself.
But he who
prophesies
edifies the
church.
Edifies the
church. Why? Well,
prophecy
comes with
understanding.
Prophecy
comes in our
tongue, our
language.
We speak
our prophecy.
If it's in this
house, it will be
in English.
Our
tongue, though, if we
speak
in tongues,
right?
That
will be a
mystery.
That is
a mystery. Now,
when we pray in
tongues,
we are praying
to God.
We are praying
to God. The Bible
says we're praying
perfect will,
His perfect
will.
We've already gone
over that, right?
So when we
pray in
tongues
or pray in
the Spirit,
we are praying
the perfect
will
of God.
He
said here
that
when we speak in
tongues, we
are speaking
mysteries.
Yes.
Well, these
mysteries are only
what
God knows.
But we're
going to see that these
mysteries are for
us.
All right. Now,
this is important.
This is
so important.
How do we
get the mysteries?
We speak
in tongues.
Why?
Because
God is
spirit
to spirit.
Incommunicato.
Amen.
All right.
He speaks
spirit to spirit.
All right. Amen.
Let's read.
Let's look at
verse 12 here in
chapter 14.
1 Corinthians 12
or 14
and verse 12
says this.
Even so,
you, since you
are zealous.
Zealous.
Full of
zeal.
Fired
up.
Come on,
man.
Listen, we
want revival.
Do
we want revival?
Do we want the power,
the glory of God
to fill the house?
Do we want
signs, wonders, and miracles
to flow?
Then we've got to
get zealous.
If you want something so bad you just can taste it, you get fired up about it and you go get it. Rich people don't get rich unless it's been handed to them by accident. Okay? They don't. People don't receive their healing by accident. Some of them strive for it. Some of them speak it day by day by day by day. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. They go after it. They go after it until they receive it. We want a revival. We want the power of God. We want signs, wonders, and miracles. What do? We go after it. We've got to get zealous about the things of God.
Amen.
He said, even so, verse 12, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that ye seek to excel. What does that mean? That means me as a preacher, me as a pastor, me as a whatever, a teacher, as me for myself, I search out spiritual gifts for you.
Yes.
Not for me. I search out spiritual gifts for your benefit. Not for me. Not so I can be Mr. Big, right? I don't, that way the word will get out that I'm awesome at the spiritual gifts, right? Wrong. No. Why? Because what am I doing? I'm taking God's place.
Amen.
That's not a real good place to be in. Amen?
Right.
Jesus found that out. He was crucified for it. He was supposed to, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you see about the attack that went after him.
Yeah.
I mean, even to the fact that all the babies were killed. Baby boys.
Yeah.
Just to try to get Jesus. I mean, over and over. The enemy could not have him get to the cross.
Right.
And he still lost. Thank you, Lord. So let's all then do this, because we are all ministers of the gospel. Amen. We all are disciples, right, of Jesus Christ. We're all preachers, ministers. We love the Lord. We all want people to be saved. Bible says that we're to go, therefore, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes is baptized will be saved. He who doesn't believe will be condemned. These signs follow those who believe. That in my name, you will speak in new tongues, you know, kill devils, all kinds of stuff, raise the dead and all that stuff. This is great, right? That's for you. And that's for me. So this verse then should be very personal to us. Let's read it again. Even so you, verse 12, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Get zealous for spiritual gifts, but do that so your others can benefit and be blessed, so that your family can be blessed. Listen, I'll tell you something. When they think we're crazy, right? We're holy rollers. We believe the word is true. We believe God talks to us. You know, it's interesting. They ripped Mike Pence because he said that God talks, or Jesus talks to him and tells him what to do. But they didn't rip Oprah. When Oprah just came out and said basically the same thing. Didn't rip her, did you? Why? She's Democrat. Left.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You've got to understand. The attack is on us. Is on us. The attack is on those who are of God. Amen. Yeah. Even Jesus saw that with his own town, his own people. Looked at him as like, he's just a carpenter. I saw this guy grow up. Who's he going to heal? And therefore they did not benefit. But think about us as being zealous for spiritual gifts. And the Holy Ghost, we allow him to flow through us. And your family member who needs prayer, who needs healing, right? And you say, let me pray for you. And you pray over your family member and they get healed. What happens? They're open to anything and everything you want to say now. Now they want to know, wow. Right? They don't understand it. But they've just been healed by the almighty power of God used through you.
Amen.
So that's why we pray, desiring the spiritual gifts. It's for other people. So that we can bless them. Amen. You get somebody healed, they'll accept Jesus Christ. Why? Because you've just testified of him. You've proven that he is risen. See, that's what we're talking about. That's called being the witness. Amen. All right. Verse 13. I got out. Wow. All right. Verse 13 says, therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. Now, stop right there. Let's look at this. I've been in a lot of Holy Ghost meetings. I've been in meetings where they're all of a sudden somebody just out of the blue spoke in other tongues. Just out of the blue. Weren't expecting it. It wasn't the preacher. It was somebody in the pew. Just spoke in other tongues. Well, everybody sat there and listened. Nobody understood what he was saying. Why? It was not in their native tongue. So what did he just say? Pray for the interpretation. Why? Because when you pray the what, Lord, God, hallelujah, what's the interpretation of what was just spoken? Because it was spoken to edify you. Right? It was spoken for you to edify the body. So we've got to pray then, Father, I pray now that you'll give me that interpretation of what was spoken. And someone will receive that interpretation. The Spirit of God will say, runk. I mean, it's always the Spirit of God. Begin to pour out of you. Spirit of God poured out of the gentleman or lady who spoke in other tongues. Now he's going to pour out in the natural of what was said. Yeah. Why? Because it was a mystery that God wanted you to know. And hear. Yeah. And it could have been for all, and it could have been for one. But bottom line, it's going to edify everyone. Amen. Yeah. That's how important this is. That's why it's so important. That's why people have beat it down for years and years and years, trying to talk you out of the power of the Holy Spirit. We're going to read on. We got to keep going. I'm not going to get this done. Let me read that. Verse 13 again says, therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. I don't know what I said. I don't know what I said, right? If I pray in a tongue. What's the conclusion then? Uh-oh. I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding. Amen. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in a service where they've sang in the Spirit, right? I mean, you know they sing in the understanding. We did that this morning. You know, God is able. You know, we sang in our understanding. But singing in the Spirit. Shali akuru kuru nutusu. Right? Very simple. Very simple. Nothing to it. I'm a very good singer. Thank you very much. But amen. It's very simple to do. So, but do I know what I just said? No. Now, I could have just said God is able. Maybe that was the Spirit that said God is able. Whatever it may have been. Whatever he had to say at that time. I want interpretation to benefit you. Amen. So that is how important it is then that we get in tune with the Spirit. We stay in tune with the Spirit. How do we do that? We activate Him daily. We activate Him daily. We ignite Him daily. Amen. How do we do that? We fellowship with Him. We spend time with Him. Just as we spend time with the Word, we spend time with the Spirit. Amen. What's the best way to spend time with the Spirit? Get alone.
Amen.
Get alone. Get quiet. My favorite thing to do is to go lock myself in my closet. Yep. I mean, I don't lock myself, but you know what I mean? I go into my closet and I shut the door. And the Bible says to do it that way. Yeah. Go into that room and shut the door. Don't bring a phone in. Yeah. If you got a bunch of kids running around, it's probably not going to work. Because why? You've got to take the time. Number one, you want to show the Spirit of God, I'm serious about this. Yes. I need to hear from you. Right?
Yeah.
All right. You're not going to show him that you're serious when you say, I'm going into the closet. I got 20 minutes to get the roast out of the oven. Okay. Oh, you know, that's not showing him that you're serious. Showing him that you're serious means you've shut it off. You shut it all off. He's the only important thing to deal with right now. That's it. Amen. You get in that room. You may have to go hide in your car. I've had to do that. I've had to go into my car because the house is... You know my house.
Yeah.
When we had a young adult group, there wasn't not one night that there wasn't young adults at my house.
Wow.
Always. They were always there. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? Hey, come on. They jump, stop. Who likes to pop in? Nobody likes to pop in. They pop in all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's all right. I didn't mind it. But anyway... Yeah, you know, it's important because it's fellowship with those who believe the same thing you do. You know, they're not contradicting to what you believe, you know? And you can fellowship on anything and everything about the Word of God because you're in tune with one another. I mean, anyway, so that, what am I talking about? Anyway, all right. So then, tongues are spoken to God, but prophecy is spoken then to men. Prophecy is spoken to men. Tongues are spoken, or the mysteries of God are hidden truths. And when it's spoken, they're being released. Those hidden truths, those mysteries are of God and they're being released. As we speak in tongues, we edify or build up ourselves. We edify and build up ourselves. praying in tongues enables us to commune with God the Father on His level. Ooh. I mean, did you hear that? You can commune with God on His level when you pray in the Spirit. Because we see that God talks spirit to spirit. When tongues are spoken to the congregation, we must pray for an interpretation of the mysteries which were spoken. Could be for the whole body once again, or it could be for one individual. Whatever that may be, we must pray for that interpretation. This is when prophecy of what is spoken in tongues will edify the church or the body. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Praise God. Whew. Drying out up here. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And Lord have mercy, we got some reading. Let's look at verse 6. Start in verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 says, however, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. Hallelujah. Yeah. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, ordained, predetermined. It's already been set for you. The solutions, the answers, the plan, the pathway has all been predetermined for your life. Amen. But it's a mystery. It is a hidden truth, not a hidden lie. It's a hidden truth. Oh God, how could that be for me? Don't question. Listen, we're going to read this here in a minute. But see, the Spirit of God knows the Spirit of God. Yes. Just as your spirit knows you. I don't know your spirit. I don't know the real you.
That's right.
Oh, I do not know you. I see you. I know a little bit about you. I know something of you. I think I might know your character, but I really don't.
Yeah.
You could be a hidden whatever. No one knows. Why? Only you know. Why? You're the spirit.
Amen.
Only you. You know. My spirit does not know your spirit. God's spirit knows your spirit.
Amen.
Woo. Come on, I'm talking good stuff over here.
That's right.
I'm preaching better than your hallelujah. All right. See how important that God's spirit to spirit, our spirit to spirit with God is how we commune. All right, I got to keep reading because if I don't, all right, we got to quit doing that to me. All right. Verse 8 says, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us. All right. Through what? Uh-oh. So if we want these answers, we want these hidden truths, we want these mysteries, and we want those things which are prepared for us,
yes.
Right? If we want them, how do we get them? By the Holy Spirit. This is how important He is to us. Why do you think Jesus said, I've got to go. I'm going to send you a helper. He's going to be your advantage.
That's right.
That's how important the Holy Ghost is for us. Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Verse 10. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. You want to get deep with God? Search the Spirit.
search, get with the Spirit.
Amen.
Why? Because see, he just, what did he just say to us? He just said, for the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Not the deep things of man, the deep things of God.
Amen.
For what man, verse 11, knows... Hey, what did I do? Okay, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man? What did I just say? Remember I just said that? I don't know the man, but I know me.
Yes.
I know my spirit. I don't know you, but you know you.
Yes.
And that's what he just said. For verse 11, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man, which is in him.
Amen.
Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we know how important it is to know and have the Spirit of God. I'm reading that again. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is what? From God. That we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Remember those hidden things? Those hidden truths, those mysteries, those things that were preordained, predetermined, predestined for you, prepared. That's what we're talking about.
Hallelujah.
These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things to voices in your head.
Nope.
No? Okay. Nope. Okay, that can't be right. He's comparing spiritual things with the spiritual. Basically spiritual things. So he compares spiritual things to spiritual things. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Let me tell you something. If there was a visitor that came into this house of another religion, maybe Catholic, I don't know. Has never heard. When I met my wife, she didn't know the Holy Ghost like I did. She didn't pray in other tongues like I did. So when we got together and she started coming to my church, it was like, what? It was what? She's hearing people going, no, sound of my calling. She's like, what? You all right, man? You know, right? She didn't understand that. And I didn't, you know, listen, she came to church before I did. I'm going to be honest with you. She knew we needed better life. She knew that I needed God the way I needed God. And she was not going to have her family go down because of me.
Yeah.
So she started going to church.
So she got the hook out.
And she didn't play.
Yeah.
She wanted all of it. She was in a different denomination. Still believed in Jesus, of course.
Yeah.
Still knew about the Holy Ghost. But she didn't understand this praying in other tongues thing. Mm-hmm. But she jumped right in. But at that time, when people would pray in other tongues... What? It was foolishness, the Bible says to her. She didn't understand what they were saying. If there was an interpretation of it, she would never have understood. That's why it's important we pray for that interpretation.
That's right.
Amen. But for there to be an interpretation of tongues, you, or myself, have to be in tune.
That's right.
We've got to be in tune.
Amen.
Right? How are we in tune? Spirit to spirit. I'm not looking for it in my head. I'm looking for it to gush from here. To bubble out, just as it did in Acts chapter 2. When they all were, where they were all what? They were appointed to one place. And they went. And they did what was told of them. Wait for the promise. Get there and wait. And they showed up. And the promise showed up. Verse 14 again says, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Not naturally discerned. Lord, what did he say? Spiritually discerned. We've got to be in tune with the Spirit.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. But he, verse 15, but he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
Amen.
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I'm going to tell you something, how we have the mind of Christ. It is by the Spirit.
Yes.
Only. We just read it. People go walking around because they're Christian. I've got the mind of Christ. They don't even know the Holy Ghost. I've got the mind of Christ. They don't even know faith. I mean, at least by faith, maybe you could confess it and hope it happens. But by the Spirit, we have the mind of Christ. Why? Because it is the Spirit who knows the things of the Spirit of God.
That's right.
Not the natural man, not this thing. We've got to shut this thing down. The mind is not.
No. It's not
for God. The Spirit is for God.
Hallelujah.
The spiritual is for God. The natural mind is for the people.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
This is where, okay, great. This is a great thing to have. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. You're not kidding. So is the Spirit.
Yeah.
So is the Spirit. And the Spirit is being wasted.
Yeah. Come on.
Just not even being exercised or being used or being looked to. And yet he knows all the things of God, even the deep things of God. He knows them all. And they're hidden truths, predetermined and ordained, prepared for you. Come on, man. We got to get this. Come on. As we speak in tongues, we are speaking the wisdom of God in a mystery. These mysteries are revealed to us through the Holy Spirit, who abides in us. Okay?
Yeah.
We saw that we got the Spirit from God.
Yeah.
The Spirit searches all the knowledge of God to bring forth that predetermined answer or solution or plan or pathway. Whatever you're searching for, whatever you need from God, spirit, mind, body, materially, financially, the Spirit knows it. And the Spirit knows how to get it. Now you do.
Amen.
Now you know how to get it.
Amen.
To get it from God, you get it by the Spirit.
Yes.
Plain and simple. You get it by the Spirit. He's got the answer already prepared. He's got the solution already prepared. We've already read that he's got your plan or your pathway, the mind. We already know that he has that by the Holy Ghost. All of it. Your plan, my plan, my race, your race. The Spirit of God knows it all. Spirit of God knows if you're supposed to take that job.
Yeah.
Spirit of God knows.
Yeah.
What's prepared for you.
Yes.
But we get it by the Spirit.
Amen.
A lot of people want to go into their closet and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and, oh God, talk to me, talk to me. But they don't know the Spirit at all.
Or they want to tell Him.
Tell me, Father. Tell me, Father. Tell me, Father. Tell me, Father. You know how easy it is for the devil to trick them? Just to whisper in their little ear.
Yes.
This is God. I want you to go jump off that building. Come on, this is what's going on. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's not only come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We cannot look to God for an audible answer unless you're going to know it's God by the Spirit. You're only going to know it's God by the Spirit.
Amen.
When this dirty, rotten enemy knows that you don't know the Holy Ghost at all, but you're looking for some God to talk to you, don't think that he ain't going to try and talk to you. He tries to talk to me. You're not saved.
Yeah.
Hello? Come on. You're not healed. You're broke. He tries to talk to me all the time. Every one of them things is a lie. Why? Because they're contradictory to the Word of God.
That's right.
Therefore, he's talking, not God.
That's right.
He's a liar. There's no truth in him.
That's right.
He can't even quote the Word properly.
Yeah.
Knucklehead. Sorry. All right. The Spirit searches all the knowledge of God to bring forth the predetermined solutions or answers. No one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. So if we want the answer to our prayers, we must connect to God through His Spirit.
Yes.
Plain and simple.
Yes.
Plain and simple.
Praise God.
According to verse 13, the Holy Spirit compares what? Spiritual things with spiritual things, not earthly things or natural things. He compares them spiritual to spiritual. Amen. So we've got to stay spiritually minded. Ah. Thinking on the Spirit. Yeah. Spiritually minded. Amen. If we stay in the natural, we will not receive the things of God. Because why? In the natural, they're foolishness. In the natural, they're foolishness to us. So we've got to stay, because see, it's spiritually discerned, Bible says. It's not naturally discerned, it's spiritually discerned. That's why we have to stay connected and stay in tune with the Spirit. Amen. They're foolish to our natural mind. Foolishness to our natural mind. Goodness gracious. And all right. What kind of time we got? All right. Let's look at 1 John 5. Come on, I know you can quote this one by heart, but let's look at it. 1 John 5. We love the word. Well, two of us do. All right, praise God. Come on, guys. I'm going to get you. You know I like preachers. Come on. All right. 1 John 5, and starting verse 14. Says, now this is the confidence that we have in Him. Him being capitalized. That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Now, wait a minute. Who knows His will? The Spirit. The Spirit knows all things. Yes, He said the deep things of God. Therefore, He knows the will of God on your behalf. The will of God that was what? Predetermined, preordained, right? Prepared for you. Hidden things. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of Him. Praying in the Spirit, we're never going to ask something that's not His will.
That's right. Amen. That's the truth.
Why? Because the Spirit knows the things of God.
Amen.
So we're never going to ask anything that's not according to His will. Now, in the natural, people might ask things of God that are not according to His will. Hey, God, I know I'm married, but can I have her too? That's not God's will.
No.
No, not God's will at all. Hey, God, listen, I'm kind of broke. Will you let me get away with robbing this bank? That's not God's will.
No.
Right? That'd be stealing. That's not God's will. Okay. So praying that in the natural probably means that you're not really praying the perfect will of God. But praying in the Spirit, when the Spirit knows the perfect will of God, now we pray, Father, listen, let me show you how I do this, okay? Father, I come to You in Jesus' name. I ask for Your help. Father, my finances are in trouble, but I'm a tither and a giver.
Amen.
So, Father, I'm going to pray in the Spirit now, and I'm going to ask for wisdom, for guidance. And I'm going to thank You for it now in advance, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Right? Just like that. Just like that. That's simple. I prayed beforehand with the Father to connect to Him, to let Him. Now, He knew. I needed to know what I was going to pray. You understand this? He knew what I was praying because it's bubbling from my spirit. But I wanted Him to know that I knew what I was praying. That's all that was. That first part before I prayed in the Spirit, that was really just for me. That wasn't for God. God knows what I'm praying. Why? Because my spirit's praying the perfect will of God. And the Spirit knows what I have need of. Remember how Father, the Word says He knows what I have even need of even before I ask, but He says to ask anyway.
Ask and He'll give it to you.
That's how simple this is. Not only that, I want the devil to know that I'm in tune with my God and that I'm getting ready to get an answer. Yeah. I want him to know that the imps that are following me around, that guess what? I'm about to get an answer that's going to knock you off my back.
Amen.
That's how simple it is. Now, how long I pray in the Spirit until I receive that answer in the Spirit may be a while.
Yeah.
Amen. But once I get in, I'm getting in.
Yeah,
listen, I'm not going to go swimming up to my knees.
Yeah.
If I decide I'm going to go put my trunks on, get my Speedo out, and go swimming, I'm jumping all the way in.
Amen.
I make a decision if I'm going to go swimming, I'm going to go swimming. So if I'm going to get my answer from God, then I'm going to go all in.
Yes.
And I'm going to take the time in the Spirit to get that answer. no matter how long it takes.
That's right, God. Glory.
When you go in like that, it won't take long. When you go in that determined, when you're already in tune with the Spirit of God, you've already prayed the perfect will, right? You've prayed what, Father, this is what I'm doing. This is why I'm, this is the answers that I'm looking for. The very hidden truths that you have prepared already for me. You knew before I was even born that this day was going to come and that I was going to ask you about this.
Yes.
Do you understand this? This is truth.
Amen.
He told you all this has been predestined for you. He knew that I was going to be standing here today teaching you what to do concerning the Spirit of God. So that you could get the hidden truths and the mysteries when you go pray in the Spirit and know that you're going to receive them.
Right.
He knew that day was going to come. He knows the day's going to come where you're going to go into your room and you're going to shut the door and you're going to get with your Father and you're going to pray in the Spirit. He already knows that day's coming. And He's already got the answers prepared for you. That's what the Bible's saying. That's how important He is. I'm out of time. Oh, no, you're not. Sound like my grandson. Hell, no, you're not. All right. Listen, let's close them up for a minute. We're going to finish this next week. It's important. It's important. And I'm glad I'm not rushing through this. So, Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for working through us, for working unusual miracles, Father, through us. Thank you, Father, for watching over this nation and this body, the body of Faith Christian Center. And I pray, Father, that you watch over every household, every young person in every household, and that they are guarded and protected by your hand. I thank you for that, Father. I call for peace to be upon this family, the family of Faith Christian Center. I call this body, every member of this body, blessed in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the praise and glory. We thank you for it. And Father God, we will always point to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed week.